You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is April 16th, 2025. I hope you're doing well. Before we begin, I'd like to shout out to my sponsors. First of all, theblowers.com. If you want something quick, you want an encounter of some kind, in a hierarchical encounter, for instance, if you want to serve an alpha, or if you're an alpha who needs a faggot to suck his dick, there's no faster, more convenient way to get that done than get on blowers.com, choose your role, blower or blowee, and go to town. It's very quick, very painless, and pretty hot. So I highly recommend it. Also, for all of your other sexual needs like lube and dildos and vibrators and Tenga eggs and the whole nine yards, you can go to lustyage.com and use my promo code SAMFWA for a discount. So that being said, let's get into the show. So today is April 16th. Yesterday was my birthday. I turned 47 years old. So yeah, that happened. I'm not really somebody that really thinks too much about age. I'm pretty young at heart anyway, and I don't really think about it. Most people don't realize how old I am because I don't really look my age. And I definitely don't act my age. But, you know, in terms of my faghood, okay, if I'm going to call it that, as many of you know, people who have followed me for a long time, and I've talked about this numerous times, my first encounter with an alpha, you know, who used me was my best friend at the time, who was a straight alpha, and he forced me to be his cocksucker for the last year of high school. That happened when I was age 17, so that means that I've been now officially a faggot for nearly 30 years. So he enslaved me, I guess, over the summer of that year. So in a couple months, it'll be officially 30 years a faggot, which, you know, there's that movie 30 Years a Slave. Well, now we have 30 years a faggot. They're probably not going to make that movie, and it's probably not going to win Oscars like that movie did. So, but whatever, they should make it. Maybe I should make it. Anyway, so, you know, I've been doing a lot of reflecting on things. Obviously, my life has been sort of on a roller coaster since I got out of prison at this stage of my life. And I, you know, I'm just kind of in a weird mood about it. I guess like 30 years of service, you know, to alphas is quite... it was not what I planned with my life for the most part when I was a little kid, but I've had so many wonderful experiences from being a faggot for that long. The last 10 years or so have been, it will be 10 years this coming June, I think it is. June of this year will be officially 10 years online in the hierarchy space, teaching hierarchy. So a couple of anniversaries this year for me. So I've been kind of reflecting on a lot of things. And so I just thought I wanted to talk to you guys about this a little bit because, well, it's my show. Just kidding. but, you know, I hear a lot of faggots come to me and they are concerned about young faggots that are concerned about their life, you know, how can I serve, you know, and continue serving? Is it realistic to be a faggot your whole life? Is it fulfilling? Things like that. And I think definitely the answer to that question is it depends on how you approach it and how you carry yourself. I am somebody that's not shy. I'm not some sort of wallflower for any stretch of the imagination. And I also am devoted to being a good faggot. You know, I take it seriously. I think people generally know this about me, that I do take hierarchy seriously, and I view it as a privilege to be able to serve great men. And so I can't wait to move away from here. I'm about to move, so I can't wait to get away from the fire engines and police cars in this area. But I've been privileged to be able to serve many great alphas in my life, and I've had some terrific masters who were straight, and who taught me a lot about myself and about my purpose, and a lot about how to approach and serve straight alphas, you know, and I just really am grateful for the experience that I've had. I've learned a lot, and it made me grow. And I wish that for every faggot. That's not going to happen for every faggot. I do consider myself to be an outlier in a lot of ways. I'm not a stupid faggot. And I'm not lazy, so and I'm capable of getting good paying jobs and work and make good money and whatever, and have good conversations with close friends and things like that. I'm not alone sitting around snorting popper bottles and like taking naked pictures of myself to post online, you know, like be weird, you know. I'm just not like that. I've accepted what I am as a faggot, and I'm a highly functioning faggot, you know. So, and I believe I'm valuable. I've always been trying to be valuable to my masters and to other alphas whenever I can. So, you know, that is kind of how I've approached my life, and it's served me well, and it's made me happy and fulfilled in a way, because I have been able to do what comes naturally to me without a lot of shame or regret, you know. And I really do wish that for every faggot out there. It's a shame to me that some faggots are broken, you know, and they're never going to be able to experience what I've experienced as a faggot. Maybe they're not meant to, you know. I mean I published that faggot hierarchy a few months ago. The people on the fags on the very bottom of that faggot hierarchy, you know, they're broken fags in a lot of ways, you know. I'm not denigrating them by that. I'm just saying that that's the truth of it, you know. And they're not ever going to probably feel the kind of joy that I feel as a valued piece of property to straight alphas, you know. And so, you know, this is kind of one of the reasons why I started this website journey, you know, teaching hierarchy online, because I wanted faggots to have some self-respect or some purpose, you know, and some vision about their submission. I wanted them to know the truth about who they are and what they are, and help them to embrace that, like I did, you know. That served me well over 30 years. So that's why 10 years ago I started the website, fagsworshipalphas.com and, well, fagsworshipalphas.tumblr.com at first, but, you know, just to teach those things. And so this is the kind of the measure of my life. You know, I've spent 30 years serving alphas, being owned by alphas, and 10 of those years also teaching other people, alphas and faggots, how to improve their life, embrace their truth, find some measure of peace and satisfaction. You know, these are the things that I've done with my life. Not everybody agrees with me, obviously, but I'm not ashamed. You know, I'm not, there's been a lot of value with my, that's another thing. There's been a lot of value in my life as a faggot. I have had, you know, people disagree with me all the time. They call me names. They ban me. They shun me, whatever. I don't really care. But there is no denying the effect I have had on so many people, both alphas and faggots. I could never have done that. I could never have helped anybody or been a part of anybody's journey if I hadn't had this experience of being a faggot and embracing it the way I did. So how could I regret that? You know, I would never regret that because, you know, every time I get a letter from somebody like a faggot saying, thank you so much, you've helped me, you know, find my purpose and I feel so much better now, I learned this or that from you. Like, how could I not be touched by that, you know? I got to tell you, like, there's no cash master on the planet, for instance, even though they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, they haven't had nowhere near the effect I've had. None. They can't even touch me, all right? And there's just nobody that's been like me. And I recognize my place in this whole crazy thing. And I've just helped to kind of clarify it and helped other people clarify it for themselves in their own life. So I don't regret any of this stuff. The 30 years of serving alphas has been wonderfully fulfilling to me, to be owned by men, to wake up every day and be able to serve them, you know, and spend my days serving their needs. There's just nothing better for somebody like me. And then to be able to open up my computer and look at these comments from my brothers, my faggot brothers or alphas who are looking for help, and I'm able to help them. Like, those are things that are valuable, you know. I'm not worthless, you see. And I don't want to be worthless. And you, if you're a faggot, you shouldn't want to be worthless either. And alphas who are listening, you know, your faggots are not worthless. I'm not worthless. So, I'm not sorry, you know. It's not an unhappy birthday, you know. It's just one to kind of take stock of things, you know, to kind of stop and breathe and look at what I've done. You know, I brought multiple straight alphas into an awareness with my own efforts in my own life. I've helped multiple straight alphas discover what it means, how fulfilling it is to own a faggot and to use a faggot. I've taught other faggots to do that, and that has changed other alphas' lives. And you see how it goes? It just spreads out from there. The truth of hierarchy just spreads out from those efforts. So I'm not sorry. I essentially look at myself as a big boulder that's been dropped into a lake and it's causing ripples and ripples and ripples endlessly, you know. And that's what I have been. And it's all because I embraced being a faggot, you know, and I just acted on it. I didn't shy away. I didn't sit around and hem and haw and question it or anything like that. I said, this is what I am. And what can I do to be the best faggot that I can be? And I pursued that course, and it changed a lot of lives, including my own. So I just wanted to kind of talk about this a little bit, because I know that there are a lot of you out there who are wondering about your own destiny within hierarchy, which we all have a destiny in hierarchy, okay? It's not just some gay fetish or some weird shit like that. We all have a destiny in hierarchy. We have to go find that, what it is, and fulfill it. But just who anybody who's out there wondering, what will my life be like, you know, if I embrace this about myself? Well, I'm telling you right now that it is the best thing to do, because that's the only way you're going to be fulfilled in life. So anyway, that's all I really have to say today. I got a bunch of really awesome stories coming out on the website, so stay tuned for that. I've been in the process of training for a really big new job, and I've been kind of bogged down with stuff, so I apologize for the neglect, you know. Plus, I lost one of my Twitter accounts, my big one, and I'm kind of bummed out about that, but whatever. I've been banned so many times, it's like I'm like the most resilient mushroom of all time. They cannot kill me, you know. So anyway, if you guys want to get me a birthday present, my Cash App is SamFWA on Cash App, and HierarchyUniversity@gmail.com on PayPal. So, and I got Thrown also. So, hey, send me a present. Come on now. 30 years. I think I should get $30 from everybody that listens to this podcast for my 30th birthday as a faggot. So, anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you have a good day and a good week. And I will talk to you next Wednesday, most likely. All right? Talk to you soon. Bye.